This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Donald Trump signed an executive order which, by restoring the Mexico City policy, stripped federal funding from the international promotion of abortion by Planned Parenthood. The move to take domestic funding of Planned Parenthood and give it to federally funded clinics like those that actually perform the promised services for women like mammograms is winding its way through Congress. 59% of Americans support banning abortion after 20 weeks, except to save the life of the mother. While that one exception happens almost never, it seems to be a key in taking respondents to such strong support for such an abortion ban. The Marist poll taken for the Knights of Columbus found just 35% who would oppose any such ban, and only 16% said abortion should be available to any woman at any time in pregnancy. This is Life News Radio. We are sold the idea that contraception reduces STDs, reduces pregnancies, makes this kind of personal intimacy responsible. Here's the reality check. Contraception has always been about controlling the population of certain people groups. The presumption of safety or responsibility imposes obligations on women to perform, or at least acquiesce. Contraception fails. Abortions follow. People get burned out on the human experience. Don't buy the lies. Check out the truth. Stay informed. Saturday's Women's March in D.C. ended up bringing out more women than any march D.C. has seen before. Early crowd estimates were low because of snarl-ups in the D.C. transit system. Pop singer Madonna profanely told attendees she had thought a lot about blowing up the White House, prompting some to call for her arrest or detention. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.